This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
This is your tech news briefing for Friday, January 29th. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Apple is moving ahead with plans to introduce new privacy options that would give users more control over which companies have access to their data. But Facebook is pushing back, saying Apple's new move puts them at a disadvantage. It's a complicated battle and one that could have some big implications for tech companies and customers. So we're bringing on our tech reporters Tim Higgins and Sarah Needleman to break it down. That's after these headlines. A number of online brokerages, including Robinhood and Interactive Brokers Group, restricted trading of GameStop, AMC, and other stocks that Reddit users have helped catapult to new heights in recent days. The brokerage's move sent those stocks tumbling. GameStop, for instance, closed down more than 40%. Here's our reporter Connie Otani on why the brokerages say they decided to limit the trades.
The number one reason that brokerages have been giving is just the surge of trading volumes that they've been seeing. They've said that it has made it difficult to make sure that things are running in an orderly fashion. And in fact, we have seen several of the brokerages have trading outages in the last couple of days, which they've blamed again on just the sheer number of users piling into a number of these stocks at the same time.
But the brokerage's decisions also drew a legal challenge from investors who'd been hoping to buy into the rally, as well as criticism from regulators and politicians from both parties. Democratic Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez called for more information about Robinhood's decision to block retail investors from purchasing stock, while hedge funds remained able to do so freely. Staying with the markets, shares of the software company Qualtrics jumped around 52% in its public debut yesterday. Qualtrics makes software for businesses to track customer interactions, brands, and employees, products that have become even more in demand during the pandemic. The stock's strong first day comes amid a surge of investor interest in the enterprise software sector. We also learned of other companies' plans to hit the public markets yesterday. The biggest U.S. cryptocurrency exchange, Coinbase, said it would go public through a direct listing. And WeWork, there's a name you haven't heard in a while, is in talks to combine with a special purpose acquisition company. That's according to people familiar with the matter. There's no guarantee of a deal, but if they do come to an agreement, the move would take WeWork public a little over a year after its high-profile failure to stage a traditional IPO in 2019. And General Motors has set a goal of making its lineup of vehicles fully electric by 2035. It'll be a big transition for GM. Vehicles that run on fossil fuels account for 98% of the company's sales and all of its profit. GM called its 2035 timeframe an aspiration, but it coincides with when many governments have pledged to ban cars powered by gas and diesel. All right, coming up after the break, why Facebook and Apple are sparring over a new privacy feature. That's next.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. Insights. You need them to solve business problems, but buried in volumes of disparate data, they're seemingly invisible. C3 Generative AI enables business leaders to instantly access secure, hallucination-free, verifiable insights from a unified knowledge source, all with a natural language search. Turn the invisible into the obvious with C3 Generative AI. Learn more at c3.ai.
Apple has long said it's committed to protecting users' privacy. In that spirit, it recently announced plans to roll out extensive new privacy protection options, which would give users the ability to limit how apps collect data about them. While some are cheering the move, some businesses, particularly ones that depend on advertising, are calling foul. Among them is another big name in tech, Facebook. So what happens when two tech giants clash? To find out, we turn to reporter Tim Higgins, who covers Apple for us. Hey, Tim.
Hello.
And our reporter, Sarah Needleman, who's been following Facebook's response. Hey, Sarah.
Hey.
So let's start with these new privacy protections from Apple. Tim, can you explain how they work and what exactly that's going to look like for the user?
Yeah, we're going to see this in early spring of this year. And essentially think about it like this. You're going to open up your iPhone, you go to an app, you open up the app, and as the user, you're going to see a little window that basically asks you, hey, are you okay if this app tracks your usage? And you can say yes or no. And the idea is to allow the user to kind of have a say in whether their data is tracked among apps that tend to mine this information to sell ads down the road.
And Facebook is pushing back really strongly against this decision from Apple. Here's Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg speaking on an earnings call earlier this week.
Now, Apple may say that they're doing this to help people, but the moves clearly track their competitive interests. And I think that this dynamic is important for people to understand because we and others are going to be up against this for the foreseeable future.
Sarah, can you break down why Facebook is so concerned about this?
Sure. Well, Facebook is has an app just like many others. And so presumably people, when they open up the Facebook app on their Apple device, would possibly say no. Facebook's business is strongly dependent on advertising revenue. And so if it's no longer able to collect data from its users for advertising purposes, that part of its business, which is the nuts and bolts of its business, could suffer. And in addition, a big part of Facebook's business comes from small businesses that advertise it. And those companies' apps would potentially see a decline in ad tracking as well. And so Facebook is saying that this rule coming from Apple would hurt both itself as well as the many small businesses that are out there. You know, Facebook has really upped its game in this area. I mean, just aside from the commentary on the earnings call, which was somewhat unusual for them to name check Apple so much, they also took out full-page ads in major newspapers, including the Wall Street Journal, fairly recently, in opposition of this rule change around the advertiser tracking to generate sympathy for small businesses. And so they pointed out that a lot of these small businesses, if you think about it, they're local and they rely on ad tracking so that the appropriate ad shows up on the right person's feed. So if you're really into sports, you might see ads for sports related products. You don't want to see ads for something that you absolutely just don't like, or if you live in New Jersey, you don't want to see ads for something that's in California. You know, these mom and pop shops have become to some extent very dependent on Facebook, and Facebook seems to be explaining that to some extent or taking it to an advantage because Facebook itself would be hurt just as much.
Got it. And so Apple CEO Tim Cook spoke at a conference yesterday, and while he didn't name names, it was pretty clear that he was talking about this back and forth with Facebook. Here's a little of what he said.
We should not look away from the bigger picture. At a moment of rampant disinformation and conspiracy theories juiced by algorithms, we can no longer turn a blind eye to a theory of technology that says all engagement is good engagement, the longer the better, and all with the goal of collecting as much data as possible.
Tim, where is Apple coming from here, and how does this fit into Apple's history when it comes to privacy?
What Apple is saying is that it thinks the world and its users should have the ability to weigh in if they're going to be mined for their data. And that, you know, isn't potentially an existential crisis for a company like Facebook. So that's kind of where the stakes are set here. And it's not like Apple just started the other day saying it cared about privacy. It's for years increasingly talked more and more about how its devices were rooted in this idea of privacy for the user. Now, in some ways, they do provide more privacy and protection, but in a lot of ways, it's also allowed Apple to market itself in a way that it's giving protection to users.
So have we seen clashes like this come up between Facebook and Apple before? What has their working relationship been like up to now?
Yeah, there has been tensions over the years around issues of data. But in a large part, Facebook is going back to kind of the rise of the mobile world, was able to pivot from being largely a website to the way that a lot of people access it now, and that is through a mobile device. And so in some ways, there's been a, kind of a frenemy kind of relationship in that Apple provides a device in which Facebook users can use it. And Facebook, in turn, has this very successful product that then makes the iPhone in some ways more useful or more appealing to a lot of people. You think about, for example, Instagram. You know, here's a service that Facebook provides that at a certain point was very popular to a lot of people, and they would use the iPhone's high quality cameras to take pictures, to post. And so there's this ecosystem that the two play in, and are kind of in some ways dependent upon each other, but in some ways rivals.
Facebook and Apple have butted heads more recently, though, in terms of Facebook's ambitions with cloud gaming. Some of Apple's rules have made it difficult for Facebook to pursue certain goals in that area. And Facebook has also recently said that it would help Epic Games, the company that makes Fortnite, in its lawsuit against Apple over the way Apple limits the ability for app developers to generate revenue through their own payment systems, that that's not an option. And so Facebook recently came out and said that it was going to be helping Epic with its lawsuit. And that has just fueled further tensions between the two companies as of late.
Yeah. And as we heard on, you know, that earnings call from Zuckerberg earlier, we're at this point where Facebook is accusing Apple of anti-competitive behavior. And that's something, you know, Apple has also gotten complaints about from other companies as well as regulators. And then, of course, Facebook itself has been accused of abusing its market power from regulators, most notably in a lawsuit from the FTC and 46 states last year. Is this back and forth over the privacy update going to impact how those antitrust concerns play out?
I think it's certainly possible. If you look at some of the commentary from Mr. Zuckerberg on the earnings call, it touches on some of these antitrust issues. And so I think it's certainly possible that the legal teams on both sides will use that either to their advantage or the other way around to make a point. But like you said, it's unusual in that they're both facing antitrust scrutiny and yet accusing each other of the same problem. It's pretty interesting.
You know, what we're seeing is, you know, the backdrop is a national and international conversation about the power of big tech and the role that they have in our day-to-day life. And it's interesting that even at the highest levels, these companies are concerned about the power that their rivals have. And that's in some ways what we're seeing play out here between Facebook and Apple. Facebook is a giant in its own right, but could very well be hurt if Apple carries through with this. And, you know, Facebook is no shrinking violet. They have the ability to, you know, fight back. And we're kind of seeing some of that already. And they've done Facebook has done a pretty good job of trying to frame some of their opposition to what Apple's doing through the anti-competitive lens. And that's something that Apple would disagree with, of course, but it does, you know, create that ongoing narrative that we're talking about today and that we're seeing play out in front of us.
All right. That's our reporters, Tim Higgins and Sarah Needleman. Thank you both.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
That's it for Tech News Briefing this week. Our supervising producer is Chris Zinsley, and Kateri Yoakum is the executive producer of Wall Street Journal Podcasts. I'm your host, Amanda Llewellyn. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.